Hello and welcome to the 113th J&H Software Podcast. I am today going to talk about location services. Smartphones and mobile devices have come a long way since their first introduction in 2007. The following information specifically relates to iPhones and iPads, but is relevant for all current model smart mobile devices. Like most technology improvements, there are some good and bad aspects. Location services are used on your iPhone for a number of apps, like when you're searching for a pizza shop, you want the one around the corner, not one in Moscow. And your camera, as well as recording date and time with each picture, also records latitude and longitude. And Maps, of course, knows your position so that it can provide directions from here to somewhere else. The location is derived using several tools depending on what is available at the time, including global positioning satellites, cell phone towers, and Wi-Fi hotspots. Your device will periodically send GPS locations and travel speed information in an encrypted and anonymous form to Apple to be used for building up Apple's crowdsourced road traffic database. The crowdsourced location data gathered by Apple doesn't personally identify you. And not just Apple. Google and others also collect similar data. You probably even gave them permission to do so when you agreed to their terms and conditions. This information can be really useful when you get a coloured road on your map indicating travel flow conditions. GPS information is now available on all iPads, whether they have a SIM card or not, and it doesn't use phone or internet data either, so offline maps are even more useful than before. An iPhone's location information may be used for emergency calls to aid response efforts, regardless of whether you enable location services or not. Thanks to Rod for his assistance with this topic. This has been Jonathan Harris of J&H Software. Thank you for listening.